Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another midweek bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for downloading this one. And as always, this is sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk. You have the link below if you want to go and visit Sarah's site. And I'm going to talk to you now about a topic we've covered a bit before, but I've got some new information to share with you. And that is, I'm sure all of us who have been pure bloods and who have been on jab wonder about, well, what would happen if we got a blood transfusion from those who had been vaccinated? What would that do to us? I'm sure you've had that thought. That's one of my concerns as well, having scrupulously avoided, like the plague, if you'll pardon the pun, the COVID jabs for the last 3 years. I sure as hell don't want to be given spike protein and the rest of the malarkey via a transfusion. But I have interesting news for you, because guess this, you may have seen this story come out of Japan, where a major review is called for the vaccination campaign to be suspended pending studies of the risks to, get this, blood transfusion and organ transplant recipients. Right, let's have a look at this. This is over at conservativewoman.co.uk. A team of researchers in Japan said that based on the volume of evidence that has come to light about post-vaccination harms, medical professionals worldwide should be alerted to potential dangers in using blood derived from people who have had the jab, as well as those suffering persistent symptoms from COVID itself, which is also vaccine damage. They say methods to identify and remove the contaminants are urgently needed. Well, there is none. And propose a range of specific tests and regulations to deal with the risks. So the lead author of this is a 20-page report they've put out just about a week or so ago. And it's a preprint, not yet peer-reviewed. But basically what they're saying is that around the world, genetic vaccines such as mRNA encoding spike proteins have caused a wide variety of disease in all organs and systems, including the nervous system, in addition to the thrombosis and resulting cardiovascular disorders. This is because the gene products go beyond the site of the jab, well, we know all this, to organs and tissues, and they go throughout the body. However, the big issue here is then, well, what happens if we get, you or me, happen to have to go to hospital or whatever reason, and we're given a blood transfusion? Well, the problem here is that the blood contamination occurs in so many areas of healthcare that blood donors should be interviewed so that records can be kept of when and how many genetic jabs they have received. Well, the NHS won't hear of that. No. NHS isn't keeping those records. If you want your blood, you'll just take whatever blood we get you. And we know that, what, 80%, 85% of the population has taken the jabs. So the reality is, if you go into an NHS hospital and you need a blood transfusion, yeah, it's probably an 85% chance that you're going to get that lovely contaminated blood. That sounds great, doesn't it? So basically what they're saying here is, if the blood is found to contain the spike protein or a modified gene derived from the genetic vaccine, it is essential to remove them. That's what they're saying. So in other words, we've got to find a way of getting the spike protein and all the rest of it out of the blood of the vaccinated. The only problem is they don't know how to do that. You see? Do you not think, when you hear all this stuff from me, that it further validates everything you and I said back in 2020? You know, I don't want to be like a stuck record, but the fact of the matter is that even the Japanese want to know, or it's being suggested, that they should just ban the vaccines. But even that doesn't go far enough, because then you need to test the blood and the blood transfusion banks to make sure that people who are unjabbed aren't essentially turned into the jab by virtue of the fact they've now got the contaminants within their blood because they've had a blood transfusion from the jab. You know, unfortunately, my friends, this is the awful reality. Humanity was changed back in 2021. There's now two types of human being. There's the jabbed, those walking around with spike protein in them and the rest of it. And there's you and me who don't have that. Now, it's not to say that we don't have any other things wrong with us. Maybe we do, maybe we don't. But we don't have the spike protein. We don't have the contamination coming from the genetic vaccine, as the Japanese are saying. So basically what they're saying is that, first of all, when it comes to blood donation, it's important that blood donors are checked and rigorous studies done on when did they have the jabs, how many jabs did they have, which jabs did they have, so that a full data bank can be pulled together to protect us, the unjabbed, and arguably also the jab from each other as well. But I find this really interesting because I well remember back in 2020 or 2021, my wife, who was a regular blood donor all her life, she went to give blood. And she was asked before she arrived, just a reminder, Mrs. Vance, you've got to wear a mask. And she says, well, I can't wear a mask. And they said, why is that? And she said, because I'm exempt. That's why. End off. They said, well, don't bother coming in. So, you know, they were turning away the pure blood from you and me. I wouldn't give to them. I don't have no confidence whatsoever. I don't want to go anywhere near the NHS. But she did all her life. From whenever we first met when I was about 16, she's always given blood. But she was treated like a pariah, like a leper, because she hadn't taken the vaccine. And another point, she did actually get in to give blood. I mean, this shows how keen she was, how very honourable and decent. And they said to her, okay, can you just please hold your head away from us whilst we're taking the blood from you? And then once we've taken the blood from you, can you go and sit in the corner of the room there on your own, you know, in the recovery bed after you've taken the jab? And I mean, honestly, I mean, saw that, I'd be out the door having told them exactly what I thought of them. But now we discover that the danger never lay with you or me, with the unjabbed, the unvaccinated, the pure bloods. It lies in the blood of the vaccinated. And that's something which, scandalously, the NHS point blank refuses to even consider. And that's why the NHS is a complete disgrace.